Our recording for Friday, June 5th, begins in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, we're following the chronological order of the letters of Paul, the order that he wrote them, at least as so far as we can tell from history. So, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Chapter 1 is pretty quick, but that was our reading for today, and I just want to give you a quick background as Paul is writing to the Thessalonians. Thessalonica is in present-day Greece, and it was the capital of Macedonia. It had some major trade routes that it was on, and Paul visited Thessalonica on his second missionary journey, but he was forced to flee because of Jewish opposition. Later, he sent Timothy to work with this church, and it was largely composed of Gentiles, and Timothy gave a good report of their faith at that time. So when he's writing to the church at Thessalonica, he's doing what he normally does, which is to commend them about their faith and things that are positive about what he's heard about them. So in the beginning, he gives his address that it's from Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, whom they were all familiar with, and then addressed to the church of the Thessalonians and bids them grace and peace. And then he gets into verse 2 talking about how thankful he is for them. And that he prays for them on a constant basis. And when he thinks about their faith and their labor of love and their steadfastness of hope, that is a wellspring of thanksgiving in his prayers for them. And then verse 4, he says, "We know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power." Paul was always thankful for those that were recipients of the gospel in a positive manner. They opened their hearts to the gospel, they responded to it, and it bore full fruit by producing disciples of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that you can understand that as Paul was traveling on his missionary journeys, that he would be joyful when he found those that would listen, for there were many occasions in which he did not find people that were ready to listen, or even those that would listen in the beginning, but then would stop, cut him off, and sometimes even chase him out of the city. And that's the case when he was at Thessalonica. And so he commends their faith, he commends their conviction, and he's thankful about their conversion and that they were converted with full conviction, as he says in verse 5. But mixed in here, I think that he's doing just a little bit of defending himself, and he's going to get into that more in chapter 2. When he says, "You know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake." Now, when he's talking about how they prove to be, based on other little clues that we have scattered throughout the New Testament regarding Paul with his letters and from the pen of Luke, we discover that opposition to him were always ready to smear his name, to lie about him, and to try to get people to not listen to him. And that may have been going on with the church at Thessalonica as well, that he feels a need to point out, "You know me, you know who I am, you know what kind of man I am, you know what kind of conviction I have, you know that I'm honest, trustworthy, hardworking, etc." So he makes that point, you know what kind of men we proved to be among you, and it was for their sake. They labored for their sake or for their benefit. And verse 6, you became imitators of us and of the Lord. You received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit. That their faith was tested early on. The tested genuineness of their faith became true and evident to everyone, because even in affliction, they were willing and ready to be faithful to the Lord. And they did so joyfully. So much so that in verse 7 he says, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. So that's a big commendation to them. Now, I don't know all the particulars to try to tell you exactly how that example went out. It could have been evangelistic efforts. It could have been Paul talking about their conversion. There's a few other things that could be in there. But the point is that others knew of what kind of faith the saints at Thessalonica really had. And then verse 8, that word for tells us he's continuing on. He said, not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth, there's the evangelistic effort from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere. So you have the evangelistic effort, and you have people knowing of perhaps the fact that they were faithful even in affliction. And he says, so that we need not say anything. We don't even have to go back and commend you, because the commendation is evident by people knowing about your faith. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. I think it's a big deal to change from whatever religion someone was, that pagan and idolatrous religion, to Christ, to give up everything that you know, walk away from it, and embrace being a Christian. That is a testament of their faith, and it is something that is encouraging to other saints. And then along with this, verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Now he's going to continue in chapter 2. You've got that word for in chapter 2 and verse 1. So he's going to continue both that thought as well as continuing to point out that they really know Paul, and they know about his conduct among them, what he teaches, etc. So come back on Monday and we will look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.